Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I am super excited this morning to welcome all of you to our team call. Good morning and welcome. This is our Jet Set 60-day Blitz call. We are blitzing towards our Harvest is Plenty cruise. We are blitzing to the next level. We are so glad that you have joined us this morning. We're going to quickly go through a couple of our announcements, such as the YTB convention, which is taking place in August of this year in St. Louis. So go ahead and make sure that you are registered and make sure that your team is registered. Also make sure that you guys are registered for the YTB University classes. And yes, James Pruitt and I are teaching a class. So if you want to come to our class, please be sure and go ahead and click on that ahead of time so that we can go ahead and get you all pre-registered. We look forward to seeing you there. Let's make sure that we're all going to be at Red Carpet next Tuesday. Tuesday, June 3rd is our next red carpet day. Now, I do believe that YTB is having red carpet every Tuesday of June. However, James and I will just be at the first one. That's next Tuesday on June 3rd. So I hope to meet many of you guys next week. Have access to our 24-hour hotline. We have a Jet Set 24-hour hotline just in case you need help at any time of the day. So it's 24 hours. We've got a sizzle call there, full presentation there. We've got a validation there. We even have a number 4 to help you get started fast. So here's the number to our 24-hour hotline. It is 512-404-1250. And you can press between number 1 and number 4. If you have not listened to it up until now, after this call, please hang up and listen to the Jet Set 24-hour hotline so that you can see how that tool can be of very good use to you. Make sure that everyone has booked their cruise. Wow, that's coming up so quickly. You know, that's our blitz, and we are almost ready for our countdown. We're almost at the halfway mark. Remember, because we're blitzing to a Harvest is Plenty cruise, which takes place June 30th. 2008. And what is today's date? Today is May 30th. Okay, so we've got, oh my goodness, we've got 30 days. So we're going to start the major, major countdown because we want everybody on our cruise coming up. And so our cruise is going to sail out of Miami, Florida on June 3rd. It's a Monday. It's going to sail out of Miami. We're going to go to Cozumel and also to Key West. So we look forward to having everybody there. All you'll do is you'll go to your favorite YTB travel site. Click on groups and then look for the number 1, Cruise with Coach Tomer, June 30th, 2008. And you can go ahead and go with us and the Women of Distinction, the Jet Set Directors, directors and also with Coach Tomer, and just want to wish all of our friends of Team Vision a very safe sailing today as they are taking their cruise today, and I know that's going to be exciting for them as well. Hey, also, just want to put a little bit of a bug in your ear about next Wednesday. If you are in the New Jersey area and you want to start planning ahead, I believe that James Prude will be in the New Jersey area on Wednesday. It's next Wednesday. That's June 4th. So if you're planning ahead on Monday, I will give you the exact address for that meeting location. But just to kind of give you a heads up, if you are in the New Jersey area, James Prude is planning on having a meeting there on Wednesday. And tune in on Monday or Tuesday, and I will give you the exact address. Hey, also make sure this weekend that we are tuned in to all of our calls to help us keep us going. Hey, tomorrow is a great call. That's the coach's call. The coach's call is very inspirational, very good information about just leading a good life. Now, that's going to happen tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time and noon Eastern Time. That's going to take place on the company line. Okay, now the company conference call line is 641-594-7505. Now, if you're calling in to the coach's call, that's our founder's call, you may want to call in about 10 minutes earlier because that call gets really, really packed. And if you can even go to your website, you can go to your back office and you'll even be able to see the live web streaming, I believe they call it, over the internet. So there's all kinds of ways to make sure you're plugged into the coach's call this weekend. And then all those great people you're going to meet over the weekend, why not plug them into the Sunday night business opportunity call that's going to be on this line. Now, Sunday at 6 o'clock Central Time and 7 o'clock Eastern Time is a wonderful business presentation. Have all your friends join in and listen to our superstar directors out of New York. That would be Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough, our brand new, just appointed yesterday directors, Garland and Marcia Webb, and also Denise Coley. Now, that's going to be Sunday at 6 o'clock Central Time and 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We sure hope that all of you will join us. Now, we're ready for a fabulous weekend. You have your pens and your paper ready. Let's go ahead and get started. Oh, before we do, let me just say how wonderful it was yesterday when we had all of the Jet Set directors in town at our Thursday night meeting. You know, James and I just felt like proud parents. We really did. It was just so fabulous. And all the Jet Set directors are just so really, just so sharp. And when we're all together, boy, it was just wonderful. And I just want to make sure and thank and say how much I appreciate all of the Jet Set directors and thank everybody for coming out last night. Now let's go ahead and pass it on to our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Prude.
Well, good morning, Marcia Prude. Good morning to all of the champions that are on this line across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, Power Team leaders and Coaches Corner and $10,000 Dream Bonus owners. Good morning, President's Club, ring wearers, directors, Jet Set directors, and Coaches Corner. Good morning to all of the champions on this line this morning. And yes, Marcia, all of us can feel your smile coming through the phone. You know, Marcia, I've never been so excited. I've never been so honored to be in the presence of such greatness yesterday at the national, I guess you could say, the directors meeting that they had here in Dallas. It's just such an honor to be in such a talent-filled room. I want to just kind of go over some of the things that were discussed there at that directors meeting. But before I do, I just want to point out, Marcia, you said that I would be in New Jersey. I just want you to know that Roland Atouris will be joining me there at that particular location. We'll be tag-teaming and doing that. Oh, man. Boy, I tell you, that's going to be super fantastic there in the New Jersey area. Just want to kind of give a big shout-out and just kind of say congratulations to Devon McCullough and Cheryl McCullough. Devon and Cheryl received a special award that the coach put together for top performance in this year so far, and we're just proud of them for representing the Jet Set team and just made Bond look so good walking up there getting his award on behalf of him and Cheryl. I just want to give them a congratulations and let them know how much we appreciate their hard work. You know, I just feel funny doing this call, Marcia, and not bringing on my partner in success so early. I just got to bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the line. Third-level director. I'm talking about my partner in success, everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. Big time, big time, big time bonus earning and multiple President's Club ring wearer. Please help me welcome to the call, Mr. Roland Arturas. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, James, before I go on any further. And the Jet Set team, the Jet Set directors, want to thank you, man, for well representing us well at the directors meeting, man. You and Marcia tore it up, man. You guys taught us something, you know, about certifications, man. And I just thank God for letting Coach, you know, put you guys up there, you know, to show, you know, what you have, you know. And we just want to thank you, man. And Jet Set directors was also represented, you know, in the numbers, man. And it's because of you and Marcia and what you do, man. And we just thank you for your heart, man. And we love you, buddy. And I just want to say, man, how you doing? Good morning.
Man, let me tell you, Roland, I'm feeling so good. It was so good to see you there at that director's meeting yesterday. You know, we had an opportunity there. Before I go on any more, Roland, I want to make sure and bring you on the call early. I just had to have you on the call. I just want to wish a congratulations. There were some new promotions yesterday at the director's meeting. It always just surprises us when the company go ahead and just elevate those who deserve to be elevated. You know, it was just such a pleasure to see Garland and Marcia Webb be promoted to national directors out of the New Jersey area. And Roland, you and I are going to be tag teaming up there in New Jersey pretty soon. It's just so good to see them step into their rightful place as national directors with this company. And also, Roland, a gentleman that you've been working with personally there in the Miami area, who kind of had a rocky beginning. I think it was so rocky, Roland, that he actually quit for a year or over a year, and then you and him start talking again, and he came back in the business, and really just, I'm just so proud to see Fabian and Alejandra Martinez promoted to national directors. Roland, that's got to make your heart just jump up and down and do a backflip.
Well, James, I tell you what, man, when they called Marcia and Garland Webb, man, and I saw, because I know how hard they work over there in the New Jersey area, man, and I know that they deserved it, man. I mean, you know, they do all the things, man, they follow all the directions, man. It was just touching, man, you know, to see that, man. And then Fabian Martinez and his wife, man, and I just knew their story, man. Fabian's someone I personally sponsored, man, and, you know, he came into the business, you know, and he tried, he did the travel parties, you know, he did like 2, 3, or 4, or 5 of them, you know, and I did it for him, man, and the people just said, not right now, Fabian, good presentation, you know, we'll do it later. And Fabian just, you know, got consumed, and, you know, he said, man, you know, Roland, I need something that works right now, and, he deactivated his website and, you know, waited a whole year, you know, and, you know, and now to look at him now, to have over 700 people on his team to be promoted to national director, to be a $10,000 bonus after giving up for a year, man, the story is just awesome, you know, with the people that we have on our team, James.
Roland, wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it wonderful? I just, good night, man. You know, we had a couple people receive their President's Club ring. Roland, do you remember how special that felt to receive that ring? I'm talking about Philip and Roma Riley received their President's Club ring, and man, it looks so good going up there and getting it. I'm just so proud for them, Roland. Just so wonderful. Also, director of the Massachusetts area, Chris Kavanaugh, received his President's Club ring. Just, you know, Roland, just warms our heart when your own team, your own family step into that which they wanted. You know, before we go on any further, Roland, I just think it's on behalf of you and I and this entire Jet Set team, and, you know, the Jet Set team spans in and out of our personal team, just everyone wishes them just congratulations for achieving their goal. And, you know, I would just love to hear from someone that did what Fabian did. Roland, were you able to get Fabian on the line?
Yes, James, I was able to get saved on the line, man. He just landed in Miami. He's excited, man. He woke up his wife with the good news, man. They just up, man, eating breakfast and eating everything right now, man. So save me on the line, James.
Fabian Martinez, all of us want to just say congratulations to you for being elevated to national director, you and your very lovely wife. And I remember, Fabian, when we called and asked you to would you be willing to conduct a conference call in Spanish, and you've never done a conference call in your whole life. I don't think you've hardly even been on a conference call. And you said, well, I'm a little nervous, but I don't really know what to say. And we're rolling, and I talked with you, and you said I'll do it. And you stepped up to the plate, and that was just not long ago. And you've been doing that call each and every week on Wednesday night for our team in Spanish, and it's just so good to see someone who's given so much be able to receive so much. We just want to congratulate you, Fabian, and just congratulations on stepping in. How does it feel to be a national director for YTB, Fabian?
Oh, Mr. James, first of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank Roland because you guys gave me the opportunity to sit in YTV and the Jet Set team. This morning I was telling my wife, I don't know, last night was a dream. And she told me, yes, it was a dream come true. And I feel so great. I feel, you know, my life is changing just because we decide to not give up at the second time. We decide to give up this business, to give ourselves a second opportunity, a second chance. And we did it. And you know what's most exciting? Last night, when I land in Miami at midnight, I received a call from a lady in my power team. Last night, she received her $13,000 bonus. And last week, another guy that I personally sponsor received his first $10,000 bonus.
Wow!
And that's what it makes the difference. It's the people in our team. In my
team. You've got the formula down, Fabian. Just help others get what they want, and you certainly have stepped into what you want, Roland. I know you want to just talk to Fabian and just tell him how you feel. Go ahead. Just let him know. We got a bunch to cover on the call. We've got to give credit where credit is due, Roland. I'm just so excited right now.
Well, Fabian, man, you know you and I, we work hard together, man. And I remember when you first came in, and, you know, and we were doing the work, and, you know, and you know, just talk to us about, you know why, you know, you gave up that first time and what made you come back, you know, to try it again. Why don't you go ahead and share with your testimony on the call this morning.
Well, Mr. Rowan, thank you for never quitting me. Yes, I quit about a year, a little bit longer than a year. And even that year, you never quit. You're still calling me. You're still showing me how the business is going, how good it's doing for you and your family. And I say, when I saw with my eyes everything that is happening with you, I said, well, at first I said, Roland, this is for you. This is for people like you, people that speak good English, people that pastor, people who know how to talk with the people. And I not even know how to talk. But after a year, I said, well, if I have to learn how to talk, you have to learn English, you have to do whatever I have to do because I want to change my life. I want to have the same that you're having right now. So after that day, I started doing meetings again. And I told my wife, if we are doing it for a second time, we are taking a second chance. We got to do the things right. We got to start doing what Roland says because he knows the way. And that's what I start doing, Roland, what you say. And God bless us. God bless me and my family. God bless the people, my team. Right now, we are so, so, so excited what is happening with us.
Well, Fabian, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, Fabian, on like exactly what you did. You know, what was the key thing, you know, to help you build your business? Was it the weekly meetings? Was it the travel parties? Well, what would you attest to your success?
Well, Roland, we start doing the same that you say every day. We start doing travel parties almost every day. At the beginning, we start doing travel parties almost every day. And then we start doing the week. You told me, Fabian, it's time to start doing a weekly meeting for your team to grow. And we start doing a weekly meeting, and we never give up. Sometimes in our weekly meeting, it was just one, two people, maybe all of them RTAs. And right now, the place is full. People is coming every day, you know, signing. And we start teaching the people and we're telling the people the same thing. Do travel parties and work with your power team. I think that's the key, Roland.
Oh, wow. You were saying something, James?
Man, I was just saying it's just something, Roland, when you tell people what to do when they go and do it. It's just something to see them step into what they've got. Fabian, we're just so proud of you. We really are so proud of you. National Director for YTB, Fabian Alejandria Martinez, congratulations. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the director's meeting was just something special, something to behold, just to be in a room of such talent, such talent. I'm going to just kind of talk a little bit about some of the things that I will report to you, that there was not a blockbuster announcement. That I was anticipating some gigantic announcement, but I did not receive that. What we did receive was the company's heart once again with Coach Scott and Kim just kind of talking to us about where we're going, what the next level is, and then they wanted to bring on certain directors to come in and teach on certain points I thought were just very poignant. You know, just to have those directors come in, Kim Sorensen spoke. And, of course, the three CEOs came in and talked about how to build a business within a business. Tony Martinez came on and talked about the Spanish market and the importance of it and how to explode it. Andy Lakey came on and talked about how to build your business through red carpet events. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, they even invited Marcia and I to talk about the CRTAs and the importance of it along with Arlen Thompson, but I thought it was Rick Ricketts that really, really talked about the cure for attrition is addition. And I just thought Rick, as usual, really, really just spoke to the heart of every one of us and what we need to do. And it was just a powerful event. Peter Jensen came on and talked about what it meant to be a director in YTB and how do you continue to grow. It was just incredible to be in the room with all that talent and feel where we're going. And I think the genuine message from the entire company in that director's meeting was for all of you all who weren't there was we've got your back. We know what we're doing. There's some great things on the horizon. What we need all of you all to do is just grow your power team, continue to grow your business, and it was just incredible. And, you know, in addition to everything going on, it was Craig Sweet, Superstar Director Craig Sweet's birthday yesterday, and it was just good. After the entire director's meeting, ladies and gentlemen, we all came to Duncanville, Texas, and let me tell you, there was a jet set director everywhere, here a director, there a director, everywhere a director. It was just something to behold there at that meeting. The room was packed. The film crew was there, and Craig started off the meeting and just said, I have all the directors in the room to please come to the front. And there was literally a sea of directors up there. It was amazing how we got the chance to just hear from every director that does it before the meeting started, because it was like the whole room was, it was incredible. Craig, are you on the line this morning?
I am here, James. Good morning.
Hey, happy belated birthday, man. It was just such a special, special day. I know you had to enjoy that. Craig, wasn't it something when you called all the directors to the front of the room, and literally there was a sea of I've never seen anything like that, Craig. Now, how was the day for you?
And it was incredible, man. Just amazing to see all the directors that came to our meeting after the directors' meeting. Just kind of goes to show the support that everyone has, man, you know, for making it happen. You know, it's really good that you and Marcia made that available, man. The room was packed. People just came out of the woodworks to come see. I mean, I think that it was an absolute blockbuster show. Now, it wasn't any blockbuster announcements, but, man, you guys really, really put the finale on last night, man.
Well, thank you very, very much, Craig. I've just got to take my hat off to Mr. Dean Coffin, who just, I thought, gave the best presentation I've ever seen of the travel side of our business, and then brought up, of course, you, Craig, and you introduced Rachel Moore, Superstar Jet Set Director, and she just did an incredible job. Both of them just made all of us so proud and presented to showcase the YTB business, and Roland was just sitting back, boy, just grinning like a proud papa. He should have been. Him and Michelle were there, and we just jumped out of the way, Craig. You jumped out of the way. Roland and Michelle jumped out of the way. Me and Marcia jumped out of the way. We just had so much talent in the room, and it was just something special, Craig, the way you hosted that event and just the way the entire event went on. Then afterwards, we all went to a private room and had a chance to just enjoy one another's company and just introduce everyone to all the guests, to the directors that were there. And then we just kind of did just kind of a round robin, and everyone kind of told what it takes to succeed in YTD and told their story. It was just a special, special day. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in 30 minutes just to talk about, you know, everything that took place. It was just a, gentlemen, it was incredible. It was just really, really incredible. And Roland, I've just got to take my hat off to you, Craig, everyone involved in that, all the new promotions, everything that was, it was just incredible, Roland, just incredible. Roland, just kind of share your heart, if you would, about what took place in the totality of the scope of yesterday with the director's meeting, with the meeting that we had afterwards, with the meeting after the meeting after. It just seemed like it was never going to end.
Well, Jay, man, it was an exciting moment, man. And just to hear the leadership of the company once again, you know, Coach Scott and Kim, you know, tell us, you know, what's about to happen and their goal for 2011 and being able to see the vision, man. And I want to direct the system that just touched me to say, you know, it's hard sometimes, but we have to do it. It's hard to sell a dream, but when you're living a nightmare. Selling a dream when you live in a nightmare. And I just remember when Fabian, you know, was going through his stuff, man. And, you know, he was facing foreclosure, man. And he still had to do trap parties with a smile on his face, man. And, you know, his finances wasn't quite there, man. And he was, you know, robbing Peter also to pay Paul, you know, and still had to do trap, still had to put a smile on his face. He didn't have a ring, you know. He didn't have a $10,000 bonus, man. He didn't have nothing, you know. But all he had was hope. All he knew was that, you know, it can't be done because it was already done, you know. And stuff like that, man. Most of the directors, when I looked yesterday with all the directors sitting there, I'm standing there with Craig called them up. And I looked, man, it all started with someone telling someone. Someone telling someone. You know, I told Arthur Gallen, I told Rachel Moore, you know, I told Carole March, you know, I told Philip Roma Riley, I told the guy, the car carrier. Man, it just go from someone telling someone. I told Rolanda Wright, I told Von McCullough, Von McCullough receiving his award, and Von McCullough told Marshall Garland Webb's mom, and Marshall Garland Webb went to a travel party, and you know, and they just went there for the food and for the cornbread, you know, but they wound up staying there, man, and wound up becoming national directors, man, from someone telling someone, telling someone, telling someone. James, man, you always just one person away from your explosion, one person away from getting that director stat, one person, and it's not you. You don't get the 500. You don't get the 2,000. You don't get the 5,000 people. You don't get the $250,000. It's finding someone that tells someone that tells someone. James, man, this word of mouth thing is incredible, man. And I just sit back and just sit like a proud papa, man. When Dean was going up there to do the presentation, man, I can't come to Dean. Let me fix you up. I put his suit together and I touched his eyes. Man, you're going to do this thing, man. Dean just took off and then Rachel just hit off with a bang, man. It was just awesome to see the whole thing, man. And just from someone telling someone, and to see the lives that are changing, the people wearing the ring, wearing $100.5 million, you know, represented from a ring, the President's Club, and all of them, they had their rings, and all the other directors that came aboard, you know, that wasn't on the jet set, but they showed their ring, man, this thing works. $500, all you need to do is just put your heart to it. Don't give up. Tell someone that's going to tell someone that's going to tell someone that's going to lead you to your superstar, man. I'm just so excited, man. I was in tears last night, man, inside, and my heart was just, you know, revving up. And the thing, James, we haven't even started yet. It's only 140,000 people in the whole United States of YTP, James. It's 4 million people in Dayton, Broward, where I'm at. We haven't even started. It's Texas, man. New York, 8 million people. We haven't even scratched the surface yet, guys. If we just keep going and not give up and do what Fabian did, James, it's just the sky is the limit. Everybody on this line can become national director. If you don't give up, James. This is so exciting, man.
You know, Kim Sorensen came on and just hit us all right between the eyes. He said, look, everything you've ever wanted to achieve is right here with YTB. The comp plan is here. Everything's here. The leadership's here. The founders are here. He just said, if we'll all just hold our positions and continue to grow and continue to do what you just finished talking about, Roland. But he did kind of point out something I think has got to be mentioned on this call, and that is it's okay to recruit everybody. Just not okay to recruit all the time. Let me kind of clarify that, what he means. On cruise ships and at resorts and certain places, that travel agency events, there's certain places where it's just not cool to recruit. And he just said, look, if we'll just stop recruiting on carnival ships, don't recruit anyone on a cruise. They have particular laws about that. He's just talking. We'll just not recruit everywhere. You can still recruit the same people. Just say, look, I'll contact you after the cruise. We'll just hold our position. We're headed for number one status in the travel industry. It's just we're conquering our goal as a team. We're conquering our goal as a company. We're creating history, ladies and gentlemen, something that's never been done before. We're putting it together piece by piece and step by step. And it's just everybody on this call is just overcome with the events that happened yesterday. And I just want each and every one of you to know that today is the day to seize the day. Share this incredible business with someone. Do yourself a favor. You just don't know, but you're one recruit away from an explosion. Keep on pushing. Keep on going, rolling. I want to just pause for a second and turn the call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning, Roland. Everyone on this call, I want to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Don't forget to do your travel parties. Don't forget to use that 24-hour hotline. Tell somebody. Get mad. Make a decision. Get excited. Make something happen for you. Roland, take the call away.
Well, James, I would love to, but if Fabian is still on the line, Fabian, I just want you to go ahead and close the call, but pass the baton back to you, you know, and I just want you to go ahead and share your heart and go ahead and close this call for us this morning. Are you there, Fabian?
Yeah, Mr. Orlando, I'm here. And the only thing that I want to say right now is God has something for everyone of us. I see it happening for my life. What I can say, Roland, to close this call is, people never give up. No matter if you see people around you that is growing really fast, no matter if you see people that is getting the prizes, is getting the rings, is getting the directorship first, you want to become a director if you just keep doing it. You want to become a ring earner if you just keep doing it. And God bless you, Roland. God bless you, James and Marcia Pruitt. And God bless all the people in this call this morning. Thank you.
Wow, man. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Torres, Craig Sweet, Fabian Alejandro Martinez, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget Coach's Call at 11 a.m., 12 a.m., and we'll see you on the call Monday morning. Be blessed.
All right, all right. Another great, exciting call. Hey, Pamela Ann, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you back, and I'm going to call Monty three-way, and then we can talk for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.